This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. French Armed Forces Minister Sébastien Lecornu confirmed Sunday that he had talks with his Russian counterpart Sergei Shoigu and added that France had reaffirmed to Russia its desire for a peaceful resolution to the Ukraine conflict. Lecornu also said in a statement that Russian Defense Minister Shoigu had expressed to him the fears that Russia had that Ukraine could use a dirty bomb in the conflict. Russia has published no evidence to support the claim. Lecornu added that he planned talks soon with his Ukrainian defense counterpart. Russia's defense minister also held a telephone call with his British counterpart, Ben Wallace, Sunday to discuss the situation in Ukraine, this according to Russian news agencies citing the defense ministry. Shoigu told Wallace that Russia was concerned Kyiv could be preparing to use a dirty bomb, like he mentioned to France. And he claims he also made a call to Turkish defense ministers earlier Sunday. A military plane crashed into a residential building in the Siberian city of Irkutsk on Sunday, the region's governor said. He said he had no information about casualties. It was the second such incident in 6 days. Russian-installed authorities have urged all residents of the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson to leave immediately ahead of an expected Ukrainian advance. The regional pro-Kremlin administration on Saturday strongly encouraged civilians to use boat crossings over the Dnieper River to evacuate deeper into Russian-held territory. They cited a tense situation on the front and the threat of shelling and alleged plans for terror attacks by Kyiv. This is VOA News. Thousands of Iranians were among an estimated 80,000 people who joined in a rally Saturday in Berlin, the largest of several protests around the world, showing solidarity with women-led protests in Iran. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
Iranians traveled to Berlin for the protests and were in other demonstrations in Sweden, Italy, France, Switzerland, and other European cities. Protests were also reported in London, Toronto, Washington, and Los Angeles. Iran has seen 6 weeks of growing women-led protests sparked by the death of Mahsa Amini. She was arrested in mid-September by Iran's morality police and died in their custody 3 days later. Amini, who was 22, was arrested for allegedly breaching the country's strict dress code for women. In Iran Saturday, protests were reported in Tehran, where protesters chanted death to the dictator around Tehran's bazaar. And also among several cities, shopkeepers and factory workers went on strike as citizens continued to react angrily to Amini's death. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Britain's former finance minister Rishi Sunak confirmed Sunday he intends to run to replace Liz Truss as prime minister. Sunak was defeated by Truss in the race to replace Boris Johnson in September after losing an election held by members of the Conservative Party across the country. Even before declaring on Sunday, Sunak had received more support from Conservative lawmakers than his rivals, former defense minister Penny Mordaunt and Johnson, who is attempting a comeback. Sunak quit Johnson's government in July, helping trigger a rebellion that brought down the PM. U.S. government figures show illegal border crossings hit the highest level ever recorded in the past year. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection say a surge in migration from Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua saw more than 227,000 migrants stopped at the border with Mexico last month. For the year that ended September 30th, migrants were stopped 2.38 million times. That's a 37% increase from the prior fiscal year. The numbers reflect deteriorating economic and political conditions in some countries, the relative strength of the U.S. economy, and uneven enforcement of Trump-era asylum restrictions. I'm Ben Thomas.
And recapping our top story, French Armed Forces Minister Sébastien Lecornu confirmed Sunday that he had held talks with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Shoigu, and added that France had reaffirmed to Russia its desire for a peaceful resolution to the Ukraine conflict. Lecornu also said in a statement that Russian Defense Minister Shoigu had expressed to him fears that Ukraine could use a dirty bomb in the conflict. Diane Roberts, VOA News.